Eat lickety split. Our knowledgeable team members will do the legwork, arm work, or torso work, whatever it takes, to make sure you don't just get a part, you get the right part. Fast. Plus, right now, get up to $50 back by mail when you buy Moog steering and suspension products. Only at Advance Auto Parts. See store for details. Mail-in rebate. Void where prohibited.
Is it leaking? Hi, San Luis. This is the roofer for Lane House Construction. And if the answer to the question's yes, you need to call Lane House Construction. We're your local source for roofing, siding, windows, and gutters. 866-546-ROOF or lanehouseconstruction.com.
Now through March 27th, get up to $500 in rebates when you buy two or more GE Profile appliances at your local Home Depot.
Get your questions answered about your home maintenance and repairs by me, Crystal Anderson, on the new program House Talk, February 23rd at 2 p.m. on the big 550 KTRS.
No matter where you find yourself on the road, you can find yourself saving money. Stay at Motel 6. Still the lowest price of any national chain. Book at Motel6.com.
The Big 550 is your home for everything Mizzou. Tune in this Monday night from 6 till 9 for Mizzou Monday. Live from Friendly Sports Bar and Grill in South City with John Hadley and Jim Huer. We'll recap the last game, preview the next game, and for everyone at Friendly Sports Bar and Grill, we'll have more fun off the air. Mizzou Mondays live from Friendly Sports Bar and Grill in South City. Brought to you by Dos Lunas Tequila. 100% Weber Blue Agave Tequila from the Jalisco Highlands in Mexico. And the Big 550 KTRS. We are our Mizzou.
For a second opinion on all your investment needs, call Mark and Jason at 636-695-2650 or go to markandjason.com.
I got a blue and red Adidas bag and a humongous binder. I'm trying my best not to look like a minor niner.
I did not know there was a live version of this song by Bare Naked Ladies.
Yeah.
Is this off an album or a concert?
I think it was a live album.
This is me and great
wow.
Man, baby.
That is some terrific stuff. Clever writing and really, really clever. Lyrical match to the music. It's just really good stuff.
The first time I saw them, they were there was an HBO special about them.
Yeah,
and that's when I fell in love with these guys. I saw them did a whole concert. It was awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, a little commentary.
Yeah, I know.
That's okay. It's the Big 550 KTRS, the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon, and that means every week at this time we play the Harris Challenge. If you have not played this year, you can play right now. At what point am I going to have to stop saying that? Can I stretch that out for one more week so it can be at least 2 months that you haven't played?
Yes.
All right. So if you haven't played this year, 314-969-KTRS, toll-free 1-888-550-KTRS, and cell phone star KTRS. Speaking of people who are very clever lyrically and musically, I'm going to tip you off. If you get Showtime at home, I want you to search for a performer by the name of Tim Minchin, M-I-N-C-H-I-N. He's an Australian guy who now lives in London who writes some incredibly clever stuff. And he did a concert, and I don't know when it was. I'm going to say maybe a year ago. At Royal Albert Hall in London with a full orchestra, the Heritage Orchestra behind him. And he writes songs that attack pretty much everything. and some people might think he's a little bit odd looking because he's got kind of ratty, almost like Rastafarian hair, even though he's redhead, and he's got the mascara around the eyes and all that, but a very expressive face, very, very smart and clever lyrics, and the music is terrific, and with this orchestra behind him, it's incredibly impressive. I think the concert lasts about an hour, maybe an hour and 10 minutes. And I think it's just called Tim Minchin Live at Albert Hall. We recorded it on Showtime a few nights ago, and my wife and I just watched it last night. And I checked, and it's running again on the various different Showtime networks, because there are like 9 of those.
Yes.
If you get Showtime, set your DVR to record this. Even if it's on in the middle of the night, you'll watch it, and I think you'll enjoy it. Tim Minchin Live at Royal Albert Hall. You never heard of him around here, because I don't think he's ever played in this area. But if he does, I'm certainly going to go see him because he really, really blew me away. All right, let's play the Harris Challenge now. And contestant number one is you, Travis. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Paul. Thanks.
Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity, the only place in broadcasting where you, the consumer, get to exploit the airwaves for your own personal gain.
I live out in Eureka and want to say hi to all my friends and family.
Okay. Let's turn on the semi-random category computer where the questions and categories sit all week long, stewing in a broth of their own concoction until they come pouring out of your speakers here. And category one is always, have you been paying attention? A category all about things from this week's news. The other one is an Oscar-related category, good, better, best picture. And category three, I think this was inspired by yesterday's weather, no business like snow business. Which one would you like, Travis?
I'll take the first, if I've been paying attention.
Okay, let's see. 60 seconds on the clock. We start you with the one-pointer, work our way up to the five-pointer. You can pass on any question and come back and answer it later if you do it before the 1 minute is up. That's when we're going to tally up your score, and if you have 7 points or less, I'm going to have to punish you. But the good news is, if you get eight or better, you win a fabulous prize package chosen especially for you by this guy.
Yay! The Prize Man!
Paul, we have a dozen free donuts from the Old Town Donut Shop on North Florissant and St. Catherine in beautiful Florissant, Missouri.
Donuts.
And we're going to throw in a free car wash because you're going to need it after all this muck and junk is off the roadways.
Car wash.
From Westport Car Wash with three locations throughout St. Louis.
That's a prize package of the value of well over
$1 million.
Travis, that's what you're playing for today here on the Harris Challenge. Your category is, have you been paying attention? 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. What was named the most miserable city in the U.S. by Forbes magazine this week? Miami, Detroit, or Modesto, California?
Ooh, I'm going to have to go with Detroit.
Correct. In what country were $50 million worth of diamonds stolen from an airplane on the tarmac this week?
Brussels, Belgium.
Correct. What was discovered this week in Lake Tahoe? A goldfish the size of a canned ham, the remains of former President James K. Polk, or a fossil of the first flying dinosaur?
Pass.
Pass on that. Which two office supply companies announced a merger this week?
Office Depot and OfficeMax.
Correct. Which company's headquarters were raided this week by the FBI in Texas? Chick-fil-A, Bank of America, or the Scooter Store?
The Scooter Store.
Correct. Back to the three-pointer. What was found in Lake Tahoe? The goldfish, the president, or the dinosaur?
The dinosaur. Oh!
They found a goldfish the size of canned hams up to 18 inches long, documented by researchers at the University of Nevada, Las Vegas. By the way, the Scooter Store was the correct answer in number five. That company is charged with perpetrating over $100 million in Medicare and Medicaid fraud.
Wow.
So let's see how you did there. You got them all except a three-pointer, Travis. That's 12 points. You were paying attention, and you're a winner. Congratulations.
Great. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Hang on, and Dan will tell you how you get your prizes as we move on to our next contestant, and that's you, Nathan.
Hello.
Hi. Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Oh, not much to tell. Another week of work done. Headed home to get my little girls.
All right. Say their names. They'll be happy.
Amelia and Addie.
Okay. The categories are good, better, best picture, no business like snow business, or we had a new third category. It's a theory about banging that's pretty big.
Let's try no business like snow business.
All right. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Who played Chrissy Snow on Three's Company?
Pass.
What position did Jack Snow play for the Rams?
Oh, I picked the wrong category. Pass.
Which Jerry Maguire Oscar winner starred in the movie Snow Dogs?
Cuba Gooding Jr.
Correct. What was the name of Phoebe Snow's top five hit in 1975?
No idea.
For 1 point each, name five of the dwarfs who hung out with Snow White.
Grumpy, Doc, Bashful, Happy, Sleepy, Dopey, Sneezy.
Yeah, you got seven, but I'm only going to give you one for each of them. We're back to who played Chrissy Snow on Three's Company?
The blonde one.
About what position?
Was it Goldie Hawn?
No, it was Suzanne Summers. How about the
Suzanne
position
Summers.
Jack? What position did Jack Snow play for the Rams? Take a guess.
Quarterback.
Wide receiver.
He was a wide receiver.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, and Phoebe Snow had a hit called Poetry Man.
Wow. He's the Poetry Man. He makes things all right.
That's exactly what it's on. It's an outtake. Yeah, later on they said, could you possibly hit a correct note somewhere along the way?
Yeah.
Nathan, you got the three, and you got the five, and that's 8 points, and you're a winner.
Great.
Congratulations. Hang on. Say hi to your girls, and thanks for listening.
Thank you.
Because if there's one thing little girls like, it's a hello from a fat, bald, middle-aged guy on the radio.
Yes.
Mike, you're our next contestant on the Harris Challenge. Welcome to the show.
How did you know Nathan was bald? I couldn't tell that over the phone.
I meant me.
Oh.
Mike, hello. How are you?
Good, thanks.
Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
I'd just like to plug my band, the Fu Man Chewbaccas. We'll be playing at Club Jedi tomorrow night. Not. That's it.
All right. Categories on the board here. Good, better, best picture. It's a theory about banging that's pretty big. Or, and the winner was. That's another Oscars category. Which one would you like?
I'll take the winner was.
Okay. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Who was the first African-American to win an Oscar for Best Actress?
Halle Berry?
Correct. What was the first Steven Spielberg movie to win the Best Picture Oscar?
Schindler's List.
Correct. For what movie did Denzel Washington win his 2002 Oscar?
2002, that wouldn't be Philadelphia. I'm going to say Philadelphia, but I don't know that's not it.
Training Day. Who won an Oscar for Best Actress in The Piano?
Holly Hunter.
Correct. For what movie did Humphrey Bogart win his only Academy Award?
African Queen.
That's an absolutely fantastic guess because it's correct, Mike. Nice going.
Wow.
Thank you.
Yeah,
Mike.
Yeah, I think Holly Hunter should have won two awards considering that she had to see Harvey Keitel naked in the piano. I think that's why they gave her the Oscar. But, Mike, you got the one, the two, the four, and the five. That's 12 points, and you're a winner.
All right.
Congratulations. We're just giving away here today. Stand by, and Dan will tell you how you get your
prize.
Slow
down.
It's not a matter of speed.
Yeah.
It's a matter of brilliant audience members. We're up to our next contestant, and that's you, Matt. How are you today?
Not too bad. I'm hoping I don't ruin your streak here.
Well, we'll see. Tell us about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
I work for the best beer wholesaler in the country, and everybody enjoy a nice Budweiser responsibly this weekend.
All right. Which category would you like? Good, better, best picture, or it's a theory about banging that's pretty big?
Theory is about banging that's pretty big.
All right. 60 seconds on the clock. This is a category about the TV show The Big Bang Theory, Matt. Let's play.
Oh, God.
You know, we haven't started yet. I'm going to give you the option.
Okay. I would like to try the other one.
You're going to go back to Good, Better, Best Picture.
Yes.
Okay. Just remember, you chose it.
Yeah, I know.
Sometimes
he thought it was about astronomy or
sometimes,
something.
Sometimes, as we've proven before, first instinct is a good instinct. But okay. Now you're locked in.
Thanks,
good, better, best picture. Matt, let's play the Harris Challenge. Which of this year's Best Picture nominees was based on a Broadway musical?
Pass.
Which of this year's Best Picture nominees was produced by George Clooney?
Argo.
Correct. Which Best Picture nominee was directed by the first woman to win Best Director?
I'm going to pass.
Which Quentin Tarantino movie was nominated for Best Picture, but not Best Director this year?
That night movie. Falling Skies?
Django Unchained. Which Best Picture nominee is the only one to have nominations in all four acting categories?
Argo.
Silver Linings Playbook. Back to the one pointer. Which of this year's Best Picture nominees was based on a Broadway musical?
Not a clue. See? I blew it.
That's it. Not a clue.
Can we accept that?
No.
No, we were actually looking for Les Mis, which actually is French for not a clue, but we can't give that to you.
Yeah, no, I'm miserable now.
The Best Picture nominee directed by the first woman to win Best Director is Zero Dark Thirty. Catherine Bigelow, the director, won for Hurt Locker. And Silver Linings Playbook, Bradley Cooper, Jennifer Lawrence, Robert De Niro, Jackie Weaver. That's Best Actor, Best Actress, Best Supporting Actor, Best Supporting Actress. First time one movie has had all four acting categories nominated since Reds in 1981.
And I saw that movie and I've loved it.
Matt, let's see how you did. I'm going to count up your points here. Okay, I'm done. Two. Yeah. You got two for Argo. And as you know, if you don't get past the seven-point threshold, I do have to punish you. Here to help me with that is the man who played Frasier's dad on TV's Frasier, and also played Ione Skye's father in the Cameron Crowe classic Say Anything. Here now, ladies and gentlemen, singing your Steely Dan favorites, Mr. John Mahoney.
Okay. Ricky, don't lose that number.
Oh, my Lord.
Very bad.
Send it off in a letter to yourself.
All right, that's enough. What I love about that is it's apparent that he sings in his car the way we sing in our car, which is we know the chorus, but we don't know every part of the chorus. Matt, I'm sorry you didn't win, but I hope you have a nice weekend.
Okay, I will. Thanks.
Thanks for playing the Harris Challenge. And let's get one more contestant on here. Hi, Dave.
Hey.
Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Well, I know I haven't have anything to say about myself, but I want to plug that guy's band earlier, the Wookiees and the Jedi Club.
Yeah.
Fu Man Chewbacca's.
That was invented by our contributor, Joe Hipperson, earlier today on the show. Not a real band.
It's available.
Yes, it is available for any band who wants to use it, and we'll just, you don't even have to pay Joe, he says. Just give him credit in the liner notes, which in a digital age means you owe him nothing.
Yes.
Oh, that's right.
Dave, we have one category left. It's a theory about banging, and it's pretty big.
And this is all about that TV show, right?
Yes, it is.
All right, let's go for it, Paul.
You can't do worse than Matt. Well, actually, you could do worse than Matt, but I doubt you will. 60 seconds on the clock. It's only the number one show on television. Let's play.
Yeah, well, you know, all right, let's try it. Never seen it, but I'm willing to take a shot here.
Well, maybe I don't want to blow a whole category on a guy who has no confidence whatsoever and has never even seen the show.
Well, that's pretty good thinking there, Paul. maybe you could just give me the donuts instead.
Maybe I'll give you John Mahoney without even playing.
Oh, we could do that.
Well, I guess I'll have to do that if you don't want to blow the category.
No. I'm ready to go. Are you ready to go?
All right, we're ready. Let's go.
Let's play the Harris Challenge. On the Big Bang Theory, where does Penny work?
I do know this. The Cheesecake Factory.
Correct. Right. What kind of store does Stewart run?
Comic book store.
Correct. Which former Star Trek The Next Generation actor has a recurring role on the Big Bang Theory as himself?
This is amazing that I know these questions. It's the guy with the glasses on the Star Trek show. He had glasses on. I don't remember his name, though, but I do know that.
All right, here's your four-pointer. Which character on The Big Bang Theory became an astronaut?
Oh, don't know. The guy from Star Trek, maybe?
No.
And here's your five-pointer. What is the name of Raj's sister who has dated Leonard?
Jennifer.
Did you say Jennifer?
I did.
Oh, you should have said Priya.
Oh, that was my next
one. How about the former Star Trek Next Generation actor who has a recurring role as himself?
It's the guy from Reading Rainbow. What's the guy?
I know who you're thinking of. You're thinking of LeVar Burton, who was TV's Geordi.
That's the one I'm thinking of.
No, it's not. That is the one you're thinking of, but it's the wrong answer. The correct answer is Will Wheaton.
Will Wheaton?
Yes. And the character who became an astronaut is Howard Wolowitz. Boy, you know, we had no confidence. Then the one and the two gave you confidence, and then the fiscal cliff hit.
That just fell apart there.
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry I had to punish you as well. Mr. Mahoney?
Rick it over. Who's that number? Send it off in a letter to yourself.
Everybody now, sing along with
John. Rick it on, lose that number. It's the only one you want.
Wow.
Yeah, that's all I got for you. But
thanks, Paul.
Well, I'm glad you played, Dave. I hope you have a great weekend. Thank you.
You too.
That's the Harris Challenge. We do it every Friday right after the 5 o'clock news, starring our friend Colin Jeffrey, here on the Big 550 KTRS, and, of course, worldwide via KTRS.com.
And here's a guy that knows all the words to Ricky Don't Lose That Number by Steely Dan, Tim Weiland. Tim.
Thank you, Dan. Steely Dan, huh? Yeah, I do know a lot of the lyrics. All right, we do have a pretty serious accident. It's an overturned vehicle laying right on its roof. It's on westbound 370 just before St. Louis Mills. Only the right lane is getting through. What this is doing is causing a big problem on northbound / eastbound 270 from St. Charles Rock Road in that right lane all the way trying to ramp onto 370. Southbound 270 is slow from McDonald in that right lane down, trying to ramp onto 370. Now we also have a stalled tractor trailer that's still blocking that right acceleration lane on southbound 270 just after 64. Just a little bit slow from 64 through that point. On the downtown area, we're wide open here, and on eastbound 64, things are looking pretty good as you approach the Poplar Street Bridge. Just a little bit heavy from about Bush Stadium up to the Poplar. And this traffic report is brought to you by Dymatap. This cold and flu season, choose Dymatap to help your kids feel better. Fast, effective relief of cold, cough, and flu symptoms, plus a great grape taste. Breathe easier with Dymatap. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
We'll be right back with Mike Evans and today's batch of knuckleheads in the news here on the Big 550 KTRS after these important words.
Some of you may be battling a host of health problems, but you're not sure why. Hi, everyone. Victoria Babu here. That's what happened to me until I was diagnosed with a rare autoimmune disease that threatened and changed my life. Join me Saturday at 6 p.m. for Special Smart Living. Producers of a worldwide documentary come to St. Louis and share their effort to raise awareness about scleroderma. As we get older, we naturally lose some of our muscle mass. So while many of us work hard to lose weight, at the same time, we need to gain muscle. I'll share the best weightlifting moves to get lean, toned, and strengthen your body. Join me Saturday at 6 p.m. for Smart Living.
I'm James Knowles, mayor of the city of Ferguson, a modern progressive community with a historic small-town friendly charm.
I'm Matt Robinson, mayor of the great city of Hazelwood, home of the economic engine next to Lambert Field.
I'm Florissant Mayor Tom Schneider, from the beautiful city founded in 1786 in the Valley of Flowers, the oldest and largest town in the county.
And I'm Blackjack Mayor Norm McCourt, from the host city of this year's Mayor's Shamrock Ball. And we're here to raise funds for Valley Industries Sheltered Workshop on Saturday night, March 2nd.
We invite you to join us for the best Irish ball in the metro area. Put on your best green for our annual charity ball at the beautiful Del Mar Gardens Complex on Parker Road near New Hulse Ferry.
Four dapper mayors will welcome you wearing our top hat, tails, and sash.
Please join our Irish bash.
Be at Del Mar Gardens Saturday night, March 2nd for an exciting evening featuring Bob Cuban's Brass.
Visit valleyind.net for ticket and sponsor details.
Join the mayors at the Irish bash at Del Mar Gardens beginning at 6:30 p.m. Saturday, March 2nd.
See you there.
This is Dan Tullis, and I just called
Joel Clark,
one of Select Quote Insurance Services Term Life agents.
Hi, Mr. Tullis.
Joel, how does Select Quote save you money on term life insurance?
Well, buying term life insurance is all about choosing the right company. Let's say you take antidepressants or you smoke. All insurance companies are going to price that differently. We'll impartially shop all the companies we represent to find you the best price.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. I just got a man, 40 years old, on cholesterol medication. A $500,000 policy with a highly rated insurance company is priced $21 a month.
Call 1-800-977-4432 and see how affordable term life insurance can be. That's 1-800-977-4432. 1-800-977-4432. Or go to selectquote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Hakimi and Brothers is extending their going out inventory sale through March 3rd. Due to the extensive amount of the remaining inventory, the sale has been extended through March 3rd. And now is the time to receive 70 to 80% off all single handcrafted rugs at Hakimi and Brothers. This is your final chance to own a beautiful, decorative, handcrafted oriental rug for a fraction of the value. Hakimi and Brothers, a long-established St. Louis company, has been providing clients gorgeous oriental rugs, and they look forward to selling you a beautiful handcrafted investment piece that you will cherish for many years. Stop by Hakimi and Brothers today for the extended sale of 70 to 80% off. This is your chance to own a decorative investment piece from the Hakimi and Brothers showroom. Call Hakimi and today at 314-725-2600. Hakimi and is located at 7911 Clayton Road, just east of the Galleria. Call 314-725-2600. That's 314-725-2600 for more information or directions. Hakimi and Brothers Oriental Rug Company, 7911 Clayton Road.
What if I told you that you could start relieving your joint discomfort in just a few days? You'd have every right to be skeptical, especially if you've been disappointed by joint supplements in the past that fail to give you the relief you need. So we're going to prove it to you by sending you a complimentary two-week sample of fast-acting Instaflex, the number one selling joint supplement at GNC. Instaflex is number one at GNC because it can start relieving your joint discomfort in just a few days. And right now, we're offering adults a complimentary two-week sample as part of a nationwide giveaway. Call and claim your sample today. 1-800-700-6511. Fast-acting Instaflex is great for your knees, hands, even your hips, and it starts relieving your discomfort in just a few days. Instaflex is available at GNC, Rite Aid Pharmacies, and Vitamin World, but you can only get your complimentary two-week sample by calling 1-800-700-6511. Call now for your two-week Instaflex sample. 1-800-700-6511. 1-800-700-6511.
This is Jerry the Jeweler at Don Hennifer Jewelers. We are famous for fixing jewelry, and we do it right in our store. So when you break or wear out that favorite ring or necklace, bring it to us. We've been doing this for over 65 years. Mention me, Jerry the Jeweler, and I'll give you 20% off your repair.
So if you need a ring sized, a broken chain fixed, a gemstone tightened, a diamond replaced, your jewelry cleaned, a string of pearls restrung, a new watch band or battery replaced, an appraisal, gold bought, and so much more, guess what? We do that
at Don Hennifer Jewelers in Florissant.
Artiga Photo. The Arch Project was a remarkable feat, the first and only creation of its kind. Every step of the way, construction and erection was recorded by an Artiga photo camera. More than 12,000 photographs, aerial photography at its best. In addition to aerial photography, Artiga also offers commercial, architectural, products, and industrial photography. Give them a call, 314-352-8345. Artiga Photograph.
It's Aloha Friday, no work till Monday. It's Aloha Friday, no work till Monday.
It's the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon here on the Big 550 KTRS. This portion brought to you by Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, and Home. Hey, if you're at the home show this weekend, make sure you check out Tom Price's booth there and see some of the stuff that they can do for you, like the stuff they're going to do for me in my bathroom at home. You can also see more on the website, thompsonprice.com. Proud to present, every day at this time, Mr. Mike Evans.
Give it up.
Give it up.
Mike, is the weekend of the Oscars a huge weekend for you and your business?
Oh, it's very huge.
Are you going?
Yeah, I always do, and it's an all-nighter on Sunday night. And
do you have to wear a tuxedo?
Yeah, I have my own tuxedo, homie.
Well, I know you do, but I didn't know if you had to wear one as a member of the working press.
Well, if you're going to get on the red carpet at all, anywhere near it, you have to wear it. You have to be dressed.
Okay, so
dress code.
So who are you trying to grab? Who would be like a great get on the red carpet?
I don't get a chance to talk to anybody. After they win, they bring him into the interview room. You can talk to him then.
Uh-huh.
But the red carpet is such
elbow to elbow.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I don't have a credential to actually talk to them as they walk in.
Mm-hmm.
Unless I get them out when they get out of the car. But usually they won't talk to anybody out there anyway.
Will you do me a favor on Sunday night?
Yeah.
Will you give Ryan Seacrest a really hard elbow, preferably in the rib cage?
You know what? I think Brian does a pretty good job.
He does for stuff like that.
You watch on E.
Yeah.
I can't stand that guy and that gay guy.
Oh, is what's his name?
Oh, the guy from Leno's show.
Oh,
that guy is so
irritating. He is so obnoxious.
He is irritating and obnoxious.
And the things he says are just ridiculous. Yes. Like, what do you do? You know,
talking about Ross the intern?
I mean, as bad as Joan Rivers.
All right, elbow him.
As irritating as Joan Rivers.
Just elbow somebody is all I'm asking here. And Ross the intern would be fine. Get Joan Rivers. Get Melissa Rivers. I don't care.
All right. Oscar weekend, pop quiz question. What percentage of the Oscar voters are 50 years old or older? 25% of them? 55% of them? 85% of them? Answer in a minute. We'll be all over it. Red carpets, the show, the parties. It'll be 70 degrees and sunny at the red carpet.
Just
beautiful
like
day that day.
Same as here.
Yeah.
Rehearsals are going on right now. They will continue all night tonight. Different acts according to their schedule that will come in and rehearse till 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. And now my big pick six. And I usually do pretty good every once in a while, but every 4 or 5 years I have a bad year. This could be a bad year because other than one category, it really is sort of a toss-up. There's only one category, which is a slam dunk. We'll start with Best Supporting Actress. I think the Oscar goes to Anne Hathaway for Les Mis.
Me too.
Best Supporting Actor, tough call. Christopher Waltz had more lines than anybody else in this category. Tommy Lee Jones, I mean, what can you say about him? Philip Seymour Hoffman was fabulous in The Master. However...
And there's always a however in life.
That movie came out very early in the season, and it was not a hit. I don't know that might hurt it. And the sentimental favorite is definitely Robert De Niro. But I think Tommy Lee Jones gets this.
All right. I think they're going to give it to De Niro.
Best Actress. A lot of people here in L.A. are really pulling for Sally Fields, but I think Jennifer Lawrence wins for Silver Linings Playbook. The slam dunk is Best Actor. Daniel Day-Lewis will win that. There's no doubt about it.
Right.
Best Director. I tell you what, Ang Lee for Pi could win this, but how do you go against Steven Spielberg?
Yeah.
Lincoln. Best Picture? I don't think Lincoln gets it. I think Argo gets it.
I think so, too.
So if I'm right, that means four different pictures win in the six biggest categories. So there's no sweep of any kind. It's really spread out.
Yep.
That is unusual, but those are my picks, and we'll see how we do.
You think Life of Pi takes most of the special effects stuff?
Absolutely.
Though? Yeah.
Yeah. Winning the Oscar for Best Picture means between $200 and $300 million to the studio.
Wow,
so
man.
It's a big deal.
Yeah.
You know, all of a sudden we're getting a lot of comments here in Los Angeles. People complaining about the facts and Lincoln and Argo and Zero Dark Thirty are not 100% accurate. They're movies. They're not documentaries. They're not biographies. They are movies.
Right.
Oh. TV news, when Robin Roberts made her triumphant return to Good Morning America this week after 6 months of serious illness. Boy, she got a pleasant surprise when Barack Obama and Michelle made an appearance on the show, and they gave a shot in the arm to Good Morning America when the president said, quote, "We look forward to watching you every morning, Robin," end quote.
Wow.
Well, you know, the Today Show and the CBS Morning News Show love that, huh?
Yeah.
Nice endorsement from the president. That's
nice.
Oh, well, we know now, over the top, America's Got Talent will be the dominant show in television. Now that they haven't made it official, Mel B is taking over as a judge for Sharon Osbourne.
Who's Mel B?
That's what a lot of people
are going to
say.
One of the Spice Girls.
One of the Spice Girls. We might as well have gotten Mel Blanc out of the gravesite or something.
Didn't she have a kid with Eddie Murphy?
Yes.
Yeah.
They were married.
Oh, okay.
No, I take it back. They never did get married. They just had a kid. Is that the best?
That's weird.
Mel B?
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
I don't get it. I'm
waiting for all these shows.
And American Idol, ratings dropped on Wednesday, and they dropped again on Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that thing is on the express elevator to nowhere.
Yep.
So what do you think? 50 or over, 25, 55, 85% of the voters.
Ian.
85.
Damn.
85.
55.
85% are over, 50 are over. And finally, giving it up for the home downtown, Aloha Pride. Hey. Nowhere to Monday, hey. We're going to play today, hey. Aloha Pride. I hope you wrote down all my picks.
I did.
We're talking about it Monday.
I got it.
Lani, 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 okay, look who, cock, eh, ah, eh, hoo, hoo, yo. Two, three, dot, eh. I'm another gummy geek, cock, eh, hoo, yo. And on the coolie, Makawani, and the owner, and on the Lulawa, Hawaii.
Mike Evans, brought to you every day here on the Large Morning Show in the afternoon by Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, and Home. Go take a look at their showroom on Manchester and De Pere or online at thompsonprice.com. And there's the music. It means we span the globe for stories wacky enough to qualify as knuckleheads. In the news, you begin in Blackpool, England, when Darren Baldwin was fired from his temp job at a warehouse. He punched his boss in the face. Then he pulled out two knives that he used on the job and threatened to cut up the boss. So why does this end up on knuckleheads in the news? Because the warehouse where he worked is a packing plant for stress balls. Those things you're supposed to squeeze when life's pressures get to you. Apparently that wasn't an option for Darren, who left the warehouse, was arrested later, confessed in court, given bail on the condition he stays away from that warehouse and the boss. Now we go to Malmo, Sweden, where a 45-year-old man wanted in connection with the 2011 killing of a gang leader tried to turn himself in on Monday, only to be told that the local police station was closed. He's been on the run for 15 months, but he rang the bell on the police door a little bit after 6 o'clock, and a voice comes over the intercom saying, "I'm sorry, we're closed." And he said, "Closed? I'm suspected of murder. I'm a wanted man. You guys really want to get a hold of me?" And the voice said, "Well, here's the address of another police station. Go there." And he did, and he was placed under arrest. He actually claims that he's innocent, had nothing to do with the gang leader's killing, saying, "I'd be an idiot to come back otherwise." He just wants to clear this whole thing up in court. I think he's probably afraid of the gang leader and his followers.
Yeah.
When asked why a man suspected of murder was turned away by the police station, a police commander cited ongoing renovations as one possible explanation, saying, "Things are a bit messy right now." Okay. In Brockton, Massachusetts, Shemaine Rosario told her son Dan it was time for bed. But since he didn't have school the next day, the fourth grader argued with mom and threatened to call the cops on her. That did not dissuade Shemaine. She sent the boy to his room about 8 o'clock. On the way there, he picked up the wall phone and called 911. When a police operator answered, he hung up right away and went to his room and got under the covers. But the police operator, following procedure, called back to see if everything was okay. Shemaine explained the situation, then asked Dan, "Dan, do you want to talk to the police? They're on the phone for you now. You can't call 911 if there's no emergency." And then she told the police, "Oh, he doesn't want to come to the phone." The dispatcher said, "Well, I do have to send a patrol car there as procedure. We just want to make sure that everything's okay." And so an officer showed up, and Shemaine told the officer what was going on, and then said, "Would you talk to Dan about the importance of using 911 for emergencies only?" And the officer did, and no charges were filed. But Dan, grounded for the next 2 weeks. Probably not going to do that again. And we finish in Guwahati, India, where Adolf Hitler is running for election. And so is Frankenstein. This is a tiny state in the northern part of India with a special fascination for interesting and sometimes controversial names. And the ballot for tomorrow's state elections proves it. There are 345 people running for the state assembly, including Frankenstein Momin, Billy Kid Sangma, Field Marshal Mawaf Nang, and Romeo Rani. Also, Kennedy Marak, Kennedy Cornelius Kiramond, Jim Carter Sangma, all want to get in there because of their namesake American presidents. And then there's Hitler, a 54-year-old father of three who's actually been elected three times with no controversy over being named after the Nazi dictator. He says his father worked with the British Army, but apparently developed enough of a fascination with Great Britain's archenemy to name his son Adolf Hitler. Hitler says to the Associated Press, "I am aware that at one point Adolf Hitler was the most hated person on earth, but my father added Lou in between. That's my middle name. So really, you should call me Adolf Lou Hitler. That's why I'm different." He says he's never had any problems traveling, even to the U.S. and Germany, although immigration does ask him why he has such a name. He always tells them, "I wasn't there when I was named." Well, of course
that's
you were,
point.
But you didn't have a part in it. Of course you were there. But those are your knuckleheads in the news for this week here on the Big 550 KTRS. I'm Paul Harris. Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend.
Let's head airborne now and check traffic once again with Tim Weiland. Hi, Tim.
Hi, Dan. Well, we're just flying over Westport now, and I can see there's an accident on southbound 270 just south of the McKelvey, or might even be right underneath the McKelvey overpass. It looks like just two left lanes are getting through, and traffic is backing up to St. Charles Rock Road. They were working with that overturned vehicle on westbound 370 just before St. Louis Mills. Only the right lane was getting through there. I can still see traffic is pretty heavy in that right lane on northbound / eastbound 270 north of St. Charles Rock Road. Still running pretty slow from the Earth City Expressway to the Blanchette Bridge on westbound 70. Everything else is looking pretty well. They have cleared that stalled tractor trailer that was on southbound 270. There was also a stalled vehicle. IDOT was with it. Once you get over the Poplar Street Bridge, and in that left ramp lane, it was blocking the left lane, but IDOT was with it, so things were working pretty well. So just wanted you to be aware of that. This traffic report brought to you by Diamond Tap. This cold and flu season, choose Diamond Tap to help your kids feel better. Fast, effective relief of cold, cough, and flu symptoms, plus a great grape taste. Breathe easier with Diamond Tap. With your Golden Oak Lending airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Bob Costas is coming to KTRS. This is Stars and Stories with Bob Costas. Here's Bob with Mr. Baseball, Bob Uecker.
Now, has this ever happened with you here and your partner, the able Pat Hughes?
No, we've never really had much of a problem. On two occasions, we've worked nude and had people walk in on the booth, which I was...
Here's Bob with Yankee greats Mickey Mantle and Whitey Ford.
I still can't get over Joe Pepitone, though. Man is bronze. Looks fit. Looks like $1 million, this guy.
Someday he's going to work in Mickey and I's fantasy camp, and he's just got to get a little more experience.
Stars and Stories with Bob Costas. A new weekday feature on McGraw in the Morning begins Monday at 6:45 a.m. on the Big 550 KTRS.
Are any of these symptoms familiar? Weight gain, hot flashes, rapid heartbeat, night sweats? How about fatigue, nausea, low libido, and fat storage? If you're a woman over 40 experiencing any of these symptoms, you probably have hormonal imbalance. Ambrin restores hormonal balance in women over 40, so the extra pounds fall away and the other symptoms simply disappear. To receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a free 30-day supply, just be one of the first callers right now at 1-800-417-1738. 1-800-417-1738.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon. It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at houselogic.com.
Hey, it's Friday.
So what?
Well, tomorrow we're on the air again.
Again?
Every Saturday.
When?
Unless we're not here.
No, we're here.
This Saturday on the Inside Out Show.
This Saturday we're here.
When you call in, you get information about either growing something, killing something, fixing something, rebuilding something.
What time do I have to show up?
11 o'clock to 1 o'clock every Saturday.
Oh, my goodness.
All the information you'll need to do stuff around the house. That's the Inside Out Show.
I'm Jim.
I'm John. We'll see you then on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. With one phone call, you'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. It's a free service, so call now.
Call now, 800-460-3580, 800-460-3580.
Your boss wouldn't steal a computer from a store, but your boss may have installed software illegally on company computers. This isn't just wrong, it's illegal. BSA, the Software Alliance, is offering cash rewards for qualifying software piracy leads. Help protect innovation. Report software piracy confidentially. Go online at inputnopiracy.org. Or call 1-888-NO-PIRACY. It's never been easier to report software piracy. Input nopiracy.org or call 1-888-NO-PIRACY.
At Advance Auto Parts, we don't just sell parts. Oh, no. We get you the part you need. Lickety-split. Our knowledgeable team members will do the legwork, arm work, or torque. torso work, whatever it takes, to make sure you don't just get a part, you get the right part, fast. Plus, right now, get up to $50 back by mail when you buy Moog steering and suspension products. Only at Advance Auto Parts. See store for details. Mail-in rebate. Void where prohibited.
Nice warm bed. You just remember what your past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you've got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks have asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? Well, I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right, dude. All right,
Dan. Goodbye, Dan.
Bye, y'all.
KTRS St. Louis. The Big 550 and KTRS.com. The Talk of St. Louis.
From ABC News, I'm Chuck Severson. Word this past